Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head wrestling coach Alex Brandenburg. And coach, let's start first with the preseason, the summer. Did you guys find some camps? What did you guys do this summer to get ready for the season?
We went to a couple camps. We went to Grandview and Des Moines dual camp in June, wrestled four or five duels, and then we went to a Luther team camp in July. I think we took 25 kids to that, and that one they get about 10, 15 matches and 9 to 10 duels. So we tried to do a couple bang for our buck there instead of trying to catch everybody once a week or anything, just kind of best way for small school kids since they're in so many things.
How important is wrestling in the summertime and working on those skill things throughout the off season? Because obviously, you know, you guys don't want to just show up at the first practice and be green for the season. So how important are those off season works?
Well, I think they're pretty important. I mean, you know, you get between those two things, you get about a third or half a season of matches. So it helps some of the kids who haven't wrestled so much catch up and just get mat time. So just get a little better feel for wrestling in general, especially some of the younger kids, because sometimes there aren't, you know, with the JV kids, they don't get a ton of matches during the season anymore with just, you know, there just aren't a lot of JV kids. So it's nice for them, especially.
Let's talk about your first night out, taking on a pretty good Hampton-Dumont Cal team. Came down to them finding a victory, 42-36. What did you see that first night out?
Well, I think both coaches would say there's, you know, mistakes made on both sides. Just a typical first night out. I mean, we didn't get wrestle great, but not terrible either for first night. I don't know. And then it's maybe a couple of different moves we could have maybe made to maybe have won it. But no, they're a good team. I think they're rated 8th in 2A right now. So I'm glad we did it, though, because it kind of got us ready for the next meet.
And your next matchup, of course, in the top of Iowa Conference with those quads night in, night out. You have Garner, Newman, and Nashua Plainfield. What did you see in those matches?
Well, the Nashua duel was big for us. I think going in, we were rated 6th in duels by Wrestle, and they were 3rd. So beating them really helped. But as I kind of previewed a second ago, the Wrestling Hampton the first night really helped. I think we looked, you could tell it was our second time out, and maybe Nash was a little rusty from being their first time. And we got one or two toss-ups and pulled an upset and just kind of rolled to a win. So that was a big win for us.
And, Coach, with that, you guys then were at St. Ansgar for the invite on the second and got the matches there.
So that day we ended up going to, they took 12, the main varsity kids went to Cedar Falls and we wrestled in the Keith Young tournament, and 16 teams, 13 of them are some of the biggest schools in the state. And that was a good tournament for our kids, even though it's kids we'll never see again. We wrestled pretty well. I mean, there's ups and downs like usual, but good experience. And then, like you said, some of our kids went to St. Ansgar, and I think we sent like 18 kids there, and they did well too. Got to wrestle a mix of JV and varsity kids. So it was a good day for our program. Gained a lot of experience.
And, Coach, with that, you guys then took on Central Springs. Has always got a good team. North Union has had some state wrestlers, and then back to St. Ansgar again on the 7th. Taking on some more St. Ansgar guys there. So probably some pretty good competition for you there on the 7th.
Yeah, we wrestled really well. I think our early season schedule kind of paid off. It just seemed like, you know, wrestling those big schools and then coming back and wrestling some smaller schools that maybe don't have the depth. It was a good night. We won all three duels pretty easy, and usually that Central Springs one's a pretty close duel. They have some good kids, but no, overall it was a good night. It was fun. It was at home, had a good crowd. So yeah, kept things rolling there.
Emmitsburg tournament continues to pick up steam with teams, more and more teams. What do you guys see there on the ninth?
They have 17 teams there now, and they picked up Hampton and West Hancock and maybe a couple other solid teams. It's really turned out to be a pretty tough tournament. It's a mix of kids we see and some we don't from Northwest Iowa, but we wrestled pretty well that day. I mean, there's always a couple more you'd like to have, and maybe that could have gotten us closer to Hampton, but to get second out of 17 teams was pretty good, and I think we had three champs and maybe a runner-up that day, so that's pretty good to have with that big a field. So I thought we did pretty well.
Coach, what's on the horizon for the Bulldogs? What do you guys got coming up next?
We actually are going to the Battle of Waterloo today, Friday, and tomorrow, Saturday. We're going to leave about noon today, and that's going to be tough. I mean, we got a 3 seed in our bracket tonight, but I don't know. I don't know how we got a 3 because, like, the 4 and 5 in our bracket are West Des Moines Valley and Norwalk, who placed ahead of us pretty easily at that Keith Young tournament. But I don't know. I think they try to look at dual lineups and how you've done in duels and tournaments and try to seed it. But we wrestle Pleasant Valley first, big school. We'll see how that goes. I don't, you know, when you see a 3 versus 6, you think, well, this isn't going to be a close duel, but it'll be tight, I think. Looked at their lineup, they're pretty solid. But hopefully we can get by that one. And if we could win that one, maybe we'd have Auburnett next. They're rated third in 1A duels, but they're pretty loaded. But yeah, it'll be a good experience. There'll be a lot of tough matches, a lot of tough duels, and hopefully it gets our kids used to wrestling in tight duels so at the end of the year we can win the close ones.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next. Does something like today kind of set you guys up for, you know, hopefully making a run in regional duels and trying to make it back down to state duels?
Yeah, it always has. I mean, I would give a lot of credit to this Battle of Waterloo because you might, out of the 6 duels, you know, you might have one, maybe two lopsided duels in the bracket today. But tomorrow they put you in brackets with all the teams that place the same as you. If we got fourth today, tomorrow we'd be in with the other 3 fourth. So naturally the second day, all the duels are going to be tight. But yeah, I've always given a lot of credit to that tournament because it's the one, I mean, our schedule's gotten tougher and we have some close duels throughout the normal schedule, but this Waterloo thing, 4 or 5 of the 6 duels usually come down to maybe getting a pin somewhere and instead of a major or, yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate you talking with it. Best of luck to the team, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That's Lake Mills head wrestling coach Alex Brandenburg.